The cardiac arrest workup is one of the most demanding workups that we do. It's critical to find the cause, if possible, of the cardiac arrest, and if one is persistent, almost invariably the cause can be identified. So the elements of this workup include a very thorough evaluation of left ventricular function, which is typically done by echo and by cardiac catheterization, looking for left ventricular ejection fraction abnormalities, as well as for abnormalities in the coronary anatomy. Typically, one will see ischemic disease, but if one does not, the second leading cause is cardiomyopathy. There are other more boutique causes of cardiac arrest that one should look for, including, if nothing else is found, RV dysplasia, or even coronary artery spasm. In a small subset of patients, one will have a virtually normal heart, and the arrest will be due to the presence of an antiarrhythmic drug. In some series, that's as high as 15% in arrest survivors, or even in the more remote case, marked abnormality in electrolytes.